£99.33.
Well, we're just walking through the Stretford shopping centre, aren't we, after seeing Gutted, and we're just dodging the skaters. But John, how did you find Gutted? It was quite a hard-hitting sort of play, but it did have definitely had a voice about it, about whether you're destined to live the life of your parents.
Well, it's they fuck you up, your mum and dad, and you are obliged to replicate their mistakes. That's slightly too easy an analysis, and there's an awful lot of processed child psychology that says you will reenact the mistakes of your parents, and if you come from a violent background, you will be violent. If you come from an abusive background, you will be abusive. And I suppose the play is really asking whether that has to be the case. Yeah. And the way it's illustrated is in this very detailed story of four brothers and their effectively single mother now, who has raised them after a disinterested and somewhat abusive father interfered with them, and how they then interact with their own partners and children. Yeah. It's a very slowly plotted piece until you come to the climax in the second half, which is it has elements of conversation and dialogue that are very, very realistic and quite alarming.
Yes, they're quite shocking. I think there was a few gasps in the audience, but I guess that's what it's designed to do, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Topics like incest and rape and abuse of your children and violent abuse of your children they're not easy subjects to cover. And to do so, I think Ricky Beadle Blair, the writer, has done it in a context which also allows quite a lot of humour to come into the play without detracting from the great seriousness of the things he's writing about.
Yes, because it's not the most... it's not probably the first play that would come to your mind about, oh yes, let's go out and see a play about incest and rape, would you?
No, it's very topical though, because there's just been a... some expert has... Expert in crimes of sexuality, I think, has just said that the age of consent ought to be lowered to 13. And very interesting to see scenarios where that sort of thing would have made a difference to the legality of what's gone on. Anyway, what we should say is it's a gripping play. It's a very, very dynamic and extremely well-acted piece.
Yes, it's a great cast. Well, it's quite a tight production. It flows quite well.
Yeah.
Maybe it could have been a bit shorter, or perhaps had no interval.
I felt that the separation of the two halves by an interval lost a little something. Like I said, the first half is very slow burning, and I think if you could tighten that up and then attach the very powerful second act to it without an interval, you might have an even more compelling piece. But that's not to say that it isn't already very, very arresting.
And we would have been able to get milk from Sainsbury's before it closed.
Yeah, but one of the characters is allergic to milk, so you can't do that.
Oh, that's a good point. Now, I think I've inadvertently hit the pause button during John's very eloquent conversation of that, but we'll have to end this conversation here and see what we have posted.